This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hi, it's Asa. I'm giving you a copy of my best-selling book for free to help you in your health journey today. I'll pay for the book. All you do is just cover the small shipping and handling costs. Go to AsaRx.com and get your free book today. Did you know that you can listen to the AsaRx audio experience on Spotify and Pandora? For all the ways to watch and listen, check out our show page at AsaRx.com/experience. Health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving in the hospital world. For those unwanted pounds, this is Healthy Talk Radio that helps you get well, see well, and live well. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Your health, your life. Remember, if the body can get sick, you can also get well. Lifestyle is the medicine. So the choices we make every single day, they matter. You have to make good choices. That's what it all comes down to. You want to make sure you're making good choices each day for your health. Because, I mean, whatever you're struggling with, doesn't matter if it's diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, fibromyalgia, any of those conditions has to do with the choices that you're making every day. And that's why you don't see a bunch of 20-year young somethings sick all the time, right? Take some time to build that up. You think, well, that's just because you're getting older. Not really. I know plenty of people that are 40s, 50s, 60s, and amazing health, right? So you can do well. You just have to make sure you make the right choices. It's what you do every day that matters. 888-283-7272. Give us a call. If you haven't checked out our health resort yet, you should. Go online, check it out, go to the website. You'll find out details there about the new health resort down in Florida and our headquarters down in Daytona, near, well, just north of Daytona Beach. But it's a good market. It's a great place to go if you have any kind of health challenges, say blood pressure issues, diabetes, you're overweight. You really just can't seem to get your lifestyle choices together. You do a diet, doesn't work. You've been trying different things, and the doctor just keeps telling you, you need to lose weight, you need to do this, you need to do that, and you just don't know how. That's what we do. We've got a whole team that we put together that can help walk you through a typical day and get you where you need to go. So if you need information, give us a call. 888-283-7272. We're going to Tiffany now. Hi, Tiffany.
Purpose of my call is to find out about hair loss for my 29-year-old daughter.
Okay.
I was looking for maybe some suggestions. Thank you very much.
Yeah. You know, one of the things that you have to look at in something like this, if she's 29, okay, and there could be many, many things going on. Now, she needs definitely get tested, go to her physician and get some blood work done on a regular basis. I think that needs to be looked at and explored, because hair loss at 29 could be thyroid. It could be a mineral deficiency, something as simple as that. It could be blood conditions. She could have an underlying pre-diabetes condition that's starting to show itself and not even know it. It could be autoimmune. Body could be attacking itself for whatever reason. So she needs to hopefully get to a physician and just have them run some of the basic tests and get a good idea. The tests don't lie, okay? Especially blood tests. They're just, I mean, the power's in the blood. So get in there and she can get that done. Now you can let us know if you'd like what they find, and then we can have another conversation. But that really is what needs to happen first. It's not just, okay, your hair's falling out, take this. It doesn't work like that. I'm not a big fan of that. Some people do, but I really, I'm a big fan of doing the test, seeing what's really there, and then coming up with a good solid game plan. Okay, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website. So much that people struggle with, it's pretty amazing, with their health. And one of the big keys is understanding that you don't have to be stuck. You don't have to be in a place where you don't feel like you can get out. You really can. If you make new choices, doesn't matter if it's losing weight, doesn't matter if whatever you're talking about, if it's heart disease, blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes, which we see all the time. People make better choices. You can get out of where you are many, many times. And don't forget, you can always shoot me an email and check us out on social media as well. on the website. You can jump in and be a part of all that we have going on. Dexter in Utah, he said, if I have low thyroid, what would be my main symptoms? And what kind of things can I take that would help my thyroid to balance? I have trouble sleeping. I feel tired. My skin's dry. And also feel a little bit anxious. Thanks and God bless. So, yeah, I mean, it could be a couple of things, all right? I mean, if it is the thyroid, the testing will show it. The one thing when you're getting blood work done is get your T3. So here's a different test, okay? So T3, T4, you want to get those done. But then also make sure that they test your TSH, which they probably will. But have them check for what's called TPO antibodies. The TPO antibodies are critical because they can show if there's any kind of potential autoimmune condition going on, like Hashimoto's. And that's important because if you don't catch that and there is something going on with the thyroid along those lines, then it can be a big deal. But it could be blood sugar. I've seen it. I've seen so many people think it's thyroid, and guess what? It's blood sugar. And somebody's not completely in the diabetes realm yet, but they're close. So it has to get to a place, and that's what I was kind of challenging you to do. It's got to get to a place where you know what it is. Because, yeah, those symptoms seem like it, but you really got to figure that out. Is that's the key. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website. Let's go to Mick now. Hi, Mick. Mick, are you with us?
Pneumonia, and he was treated, got out, and it's been about 2 weeks now. He's still got a lot of, kind of a little bit of residual cough, more or less. Didn't know if there's anything he could do other than going back in and having it checked, but gets a lot of phlegm.
Okay. Yeah, if things are kind of lingering like that, again, when you go to your physician and or have him go, I would definitely get, there's some basic testing to be done, but it sounds like the immune system's not building up. Sounds like the immune system is really struggling. And when you see that, you just have to say, okay, what is his body not getting? Why is his immune system down? It could be a lot of things. It could be he's not sleeping well. So you got to kind of dig in a little bit. And this is why when you call and you ask about someone else, there's a lot of details that I need to know, right, that it's going on with them. So I'm just going to take some basic what-ifs, could-bes along those lines. So if he's not sleeping well, then that can be an issue. If they haven't checked his vitamin D levels, they need to, because vitamin D is going to show if it's really low, somebody deals with pneumonia or they deal with any kind of upper respiratory or some form of respiratory condition, that typically can cause some major issues. Like within the lungs, you can have lingering of many conditions when the vitamin D levels are low. Okay, then the other one to look at, and this is really important, too. With something like the constant phlegm, you got to look at the color of it. And the color of it will tell you where the origin might be. For example, it might be viral, could be bacterial, could be yeast buildup that could be causing it. And different colors mean different things. Like kind of a green-brown color is typically viral. And if it's bright yellow, typically bacterial. And that's typical. It's not always. And then if it's like a white clear, sometimes it could just be a yeast or fungal type deal that could be in there. So I would have that looked at and take a look. And you know, those are kind of questions to ask that can make a difference and figure things out. But I'd get to let the doctor, you know, handle that and get in and figure out exactly what's going on. Let me know when that happens. 888-283-7272. You're listening to some Health Coach Radio right here.
Successful people often have one thing in common. They take care of their mind. But for most of us, it's hard to find the time or money to spend on personal or professional coaches or even psychologists. This is where Mind Healthy comes in. Mind Healthy teaches you the key principles of the world's best cognitive behavioral therapy techniques and breaks them down into a simple, easy-to-learn steps that you can do in just a few minutes a day. Discover techniques to manage stress, anxiety, depression, addiction, and much more. Learn on your own time and at your own pace, and pay for the whole year subscription at a fraction of the cost of what an in-person professional would charge for just one session. The Mind Healthy app also has audio so you can listen on the go. Learn how to thrive in any situation in life with Mind Healthy. Try Mind Healthy for free for the first 7 days by visiting mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means, always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
To find out more, connect with On Call Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Now, I'm about to talk about something that's really interesting. I think women are better at this than men when it comes to it, but it's about being in the present for people in your life, and for really for anything, especially for your loved ones, because this is something that I think many people struggle with in different ways. So like all of us, we have full schedules. We can get into a place where you're doing three things at once, multitasking. Multitasking is definitely a better trait with women than men if you look at overall statistics. But when you give your attention to somebody, you need to give your attention to them. It's called mindfulness. And the idea of mindfulness is that life should be lived in the present, not thinking about what's happening tomorrow, what's happening 4 hours from now, especially when you're with people. It's one thing if you're by yourself and you're doing work and you're trying to make multiple things happen. But when you're with people, that's when it's very important to focus for what you're right in the middle of doing. So they did a study it's called the Center for Mindfulness and Medicine and Stress Reduction Clinic, and it was in Massachusetts, University of Massachusetts Medical School. But they said, here's the deal. They said, here's a couple things that'll help you stay focused in the middle of what you're doing. And you probably see this now. Somebody's on their cell phone, right? Smartphone, whatever. And they're working on that while they're talking to you and listening to music at the same time. You ever seen that? You ever go to a restaurant, see two people sitting at the table, right? Like maybe a date. And they're both on their phones whole time, even while they're eating, holding the phone in one hand and not even talking. I've seen people sit in a restaurant texting each other, not even talking, while they're working on things on the phone, right? So it's being in the present. I see, it really tears me up when I see parents on their phones when they're with their kids. It's like it's not a good thing. You know, the technology is great. But it's not great for relationships in a lot of ways. So it's one of those deals where being in the present is important, I think especially for parent-child relationships, but really for any relationship. And being in that place. So here's a couple things you can do to keep from multitasking and keeping people kind of alienating others, rather. When you start a task, imagine you're doing it for the first time. So be curious, feel sensations like you've never experienced them before, and focus. So you focus on being in the present. When you're overcome with emotion, you can take a step back and trace the emotion's origin and duration. Okay, mindfulness teaches that recognition that emotions are fleeting, which helps to reduce fear and anxiety. So if you get to a place where something else is causing you a lot of anxiety, for example, it may be financial stress, or you've got a work project that's due, or a school project that's due, but yet you're trying to spend time with someone. You know, that project, or whatever's due, or whatever the stress is, or lack of whatever you don't have, you have to focus in the moment of who you're with or what task you're at and put that to the side. It does. It makes a huge difference. And I can tell you clinically, you can see this. A lot of people deal with anxiety and stress that they don't need to. I mean, it's brought on by themselves. Many times depression, a lot of times, is brought on by themselves. It's not just genetic. And a lot of times it's life that happens, no doubt, but it can also be a trigger in that regard. So you want to immerse yourself in your immediate surroundings too, not what might be, not what was yesterday, not what just happened when you're driving in, not what might happen tonight, but in your immediate surroundings, where you are right now, so you can focus on that. And that'll help. So just a couple little things that can really help bring everything more into perspective is a big key. Because being in the present for people in general, those you care about, those you work with, whatever it might be, makes a big difference. And it makes a big difference not just for whatever you're accomplishing in that relationship, but it makes a big difference to the other person, the person feeling special, for them knowing that you're focused on them. And again, that's a big deal. It's something I think we're losing a lot of today that we don't have as much of as we, say, had 5, 10 years ago, for sure. And you're seeing it. 888-283-7272. Let's get over to Paul. Hi, Paul.
52-year-old former smoker with COPD, and I was hoping for a holistic approach to help complement, you know, the regimen they got me on, you know, with some inhaled corticosteroids and also some nebulizer treatments as needed. I'd sure appreciate any help you folks could offer.
Sure. I mean, I can tell you a couple things that really would help. COPD is, it's a challenge, okay? Because typically when you get COPD, it's like you're waiting your time before you pass on, right? They almost call it just a fatal condition. But the big thing about COPD that we're finding now, a lot of promise with COPD is stem cell therapy. And it's FDA cleared. It's not definitive studies that it completely will, you know, it's okay by all the different medical colleges, especially the American Lung. But, you know, it's one of those things that there are lung centers that are designed just for stem cell therapy, and they're getting great results. In Europe, they've been getting great results for a long time with it. It can repair and regenerate the tissue. Does it work for everybody? No. Are there amazing results that happen? Yes. And so stem cell therapy is a great option for somebody that has COPD. And again, it's not evidence-based yet. I do believe that after enough studies are done, though, it will be. Because it's just an amazing, amazing tool. Now, the other key is to make sure you're always constantly in a place where you want to keep inflammation down, right? So that's your eating habits. Eating habits are a big deal. So the anti-inflammatory-based diet, which is in my book, Empowering Your Health, check that out. You can find a good, simple, easy way to keep the inflammatory foods out of your system and keep it to a place where those kind of foods are at the greater part. And then, of course, the inflammatory-type foods, processed foods, are very low. And again, with something like COPD, that's a big deal. I mean, that's kind of your foundation for all of that. Now, the other thing is L-taurine. All right, L-taurine is an amino acid that has been shown to repair and regenerate lung tissue specifically. So if you use L-taurine on a regular basis, it can help repair the lung tissue, and that's a big deal. Because they say once you quit any kind of smoking or whatever, take up to 8 years to repair, completely repair the lung. Stem cell therapy.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com. Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454. Or visit PIJIMedia.com. That's PIJIMedia.com. And use promo code 1191.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Food and Drug Administration gave the Pfizer COVID vaccine full approval on Monday, with health officials hoping the approval could dispel some hesitancy towards receiving the shot. Acting FDA Commissioner Dr. Janet Woodcock called the approval a milestone that puts the U.S. one step closer to altering the course of the pandemic. Dr. Anthony Fauci says that an increase in vaccinations could bring the U.S. closer to returning to normalcy. The head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases tells CNN that with enough vaccinations, the virus could be brought under control by early next year.
The people who are unvaccinated now, that 90 million people, get them vaccinated. I think we can get a degree of overall blanket protection of the community that as we get into the early part of 2022, getting through the winter, which could be complicated by influenza, by respiratory syncytial virus, that as we get into the spring, we could start getting back to a degree of normality.
This is USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Critics of the White House's plan to evacuate Americans from Afghanistan say that history will not be kind to President Biden for it. Lance Pry has more.
The humanitarian crisis created by open border policies at the U.S.-Mexico border, violent crime on the rise throughout American cities, inflation hurting American families with much higher food and gas prices. Kentucky Congressman Republican James Comer is telling Fox News that history will not be kind to President Biden and his Afghanistan withdrawal crisis.
Well, we certainly can't remove all the troops until every American and all of our allies who we want out of Afghanistan or out of Afghanistan. And I think history will show it's a right decision to remove the troops from Afghanistan. However, you remove your citizens before you remove the troops. I mean, it's unimaginable that Joe Biden thinks he made the right decision evacuating the troops. And then, okay, let's have all of our American citizens and anyone else who we promised refuge to come on out now. I mean, that is the worst plan in the history of America.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And Tony Finau picked up his first PGA Tour victory in more than 5 years, winning the rain-delayed Northern Trust on Monday. He charged from three shots back with five holes to go to force a playoff with Cameron Smith, winning on the first hole. Finau finished the weekend at 20 under. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
To find out more, visit the show online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Your health, your life. Remember, if the body can get sick, it can also get well. It's about lifestyle. So lifestyle is the medicine. So the choices you're making right now, they do matter. The good news is you can make better choices and do great. Check out the website. Have you ever heard of melatonin? All right, so melatonin is something that people take when they can't sleep. So if you walk down any vitamin aisle, you're going to see all kinds of sleep aids. Melatonin has been around for a long time. They say that American U.S. consumers will spend more than $437 million on melatonin supplements in 2017, which is up from $159 million in 2010. So there's a nutrition business journal that gives us those stats. More than 3 million adults and 500,000 children take it. And what it does, I mean, if you have a hard time sleeping, melatonin is part of the serotonin pathway. So serotonin, if you ever heard of that, that's a big brain chemical that helps with depression. And so if taken at the right time, it can help induce melatonin, can help induce you into a deeper stage of sleep. So Australian experts called the increase in use among children alarming. And I would say that too. because as a child, you should be able to, I mean, I don't remember having a hard time sleeping as a kid, ever. Like, you just go all day long and you collapse. So a lot of people take it right before they go to bed as if it were a sleeping type pill. And Dr. Michael Bruce, who's a California-based clinical psychologist, specializes in sleep disorders, says it's not that simple. It works that way for some, but not for others. It was discovered in 1958, by the way. So it's a potent hormone naturally produced to regulate our circadian rhythm. And light is the switch that controls it. You know, one of the big keys about sleeping is at nighttime, if you really want to get into a good sleep pattern, you want to cut all the lights down. That's a big one. You maybe just leave a lamp light on. You really want the lights to be down because the brighter the light is, the more it's going to keep the pineal gland, which is the skull gland in the brain, fired up. The more it's fired up, the less you're going to sleep. So it's a big deal. Since the 1980s, though, the dietary supplement makers have built melatonin and made it into a lab, promising it as a sleep aid. It does for some, but not others. So there's been enough studies done on that. But melatonin does work for jet lag. It works from eastward travel, and they recommend taking about 0.5 milligrams of melatonin. And here's the thing. See, it comes in big milligram dosages. So some people are taking like 6 milligrams at a time. It's too much. Because your body produces it still. You don't want to take enough to where it's going to shut down your own production. So 0.5 milligrams 90 minutes before bedtime in the place that you're going to. After a weekend of staying up late, you could do about 0.3 milligrams is a good way to look into that. So now the higher milligram dosages doesn't mean it's going to work better. Matter of fact, it can do the exact opposite. But we know that for the most part, long-term usage, if it's in small amounts, especially over the age of 40, can be done pretty well. The issue is for kids. That's the challenge. Whenever something happens, here's the deal. As you age, melatonin levels go down. So for somebody that's 45, 50, 55, and they're starting to have issues sleeping, first of all, 9 times out of 10 when you can't sleep, it's a magnesium deficiency. So by taking magnesium before bedtime, you may find that that does the trick. Because we're so heavily deficient in magnesium, and that relaxes all the cells in the body, relaxes our system, our nervous system. And that's what causes us to sleep well. So that's one thing. But the other piece of it that's really interesting to see with melatonin is that after about the age of 40, we start decreasing the production naturally that we make. And melatonin is important for increasing growth hormone levels in the body. It's just vital for so many different aspects to be hit on. So that's one of the big keys you have to look at in something like this, is to make sure you get everything you need and not using too much of it. Now, melatonin, again, clinically, it's used extremely beneficial for people with sleep issues, but it doesn't work for everyone every time. You just want to keep low dosages. I'm not a big fan of the high dosages at all. You got to maintain exactly what's going on in your own body system and still allow it to produce what it needs to. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website. Jessica says to us, she says, my husband comes from a family where most of the men end up with Alzheimer's disease. And I know there's foods and different lifestyle methods that you can use. What can you do? Well, a couple things. Alzheimer's is now seeing a pretty strong rise, of course, in diagnoses. But it really comes down to what you eat on a regular basis. The foods that will help support the body with Alzheimer's, especially with any kind of neurodegenerative brain breaking down, for example, condition, is it really comes down to minerals. It comes down also to making sure your body's getting a little bit of everything you need with a healthy fat. So the healthy fats play a big role in protection. We went through that whole phase of low-fat, no-fat type diet. Everybody thinks that if you eat fat, you're going to get fat. It's not true. If you eat the right kind of fat, you'll actually get leaner, thinner, then you will gain the weight. So it's a lot of the excess carbohydrates that are doing that. But with Alzheimer's, they found that almost 40 to 50% of your overall daily caloric intake, if it's dealing with healthy fats, then you're usually going to come out okay. So that's things like fish oil, avocados, nuts and seeds, whole eggs, Those are all extremely protective to the neurology, to the neurological system. So just a couple of things to think about for sure, because that is, that's a major player, and it does. It makes a big difference. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website, InShapeNetwork.com. Now, if you're looking for a lifestyle provider, someone in your area that believes just like we do, all this nutrition and lifestyle-based care we talk about, just go to the website. Our team members can always help you find someone in your area to help, to really take you from where you are to where you need to be. Because you don't need to be stuck. You don't need to be in a tough place. You want to be where you can really thrive and you can really make it. And that's really what this whole thing is about. We want to help you get there. 888-283-7272. Let's get to Jimmy. Hi, Jimmy.
So I've been struggling with a lot of small health issues over the last few years, a lot of fatigue, also depression and digestive problems. And I've tried a lot of different diets, like gluten-free, dairy-free, sugar-free, and eat super healthy. I don't eat baked gluten-free stuff. A lot of quinoa and rice to supplement carbs and stuff. And constantly gaining weight. I don't have a thyroid problem. I just had it checked. I have a small case of hypoglycemia. I do have some food allergies. Nothing major, just kind of sensitive. So just wondering if I can get some advice about that. I've been struggling with this for at least like 10 years. I'm 25 now. So yeah, it would be really great if I could get some answers. I'm really frustrated and confused.
I'm sure. Yeah, the thing is, Jenny, the thing is this, you have to look at when you've got multiple conditions going on like that. To get to the root cause, usually you got to step back and say, okay, what are the nutritional deficiencies? Like where did the body start breaking down in the first place? Especially because you're 25. And that's a big deal within itself. So it's figuring out, okay, you always start with the digestive tract. Everything starts there, right? Power's in the foods that you eat. All of that is vitally important. So the foods that we eat every single day, they matter. They make the difference. And they play the role. So you want to get down and figure that out. So I get some testing done with your physician to check. You want to eat in a way that cuts out a lot of the inflammatory pieces. So things like, and again, things that are not so much evidence-based that some doctors won't really agree with, but things like yeast and fungal issues that can build up from eating too much sugar or too much bread or too much pasta. It just happens. It can build up in the gut. And so by eating the right kind of foods for a period of time, it can clear those out and it can really help. So I would look at that piece first. And then the other thing is getting that blood work done, getting some lab work done to check the different, and have them run where it bases more on nutritional deficiencies, where they can see the different nutritional levels in the body. You've got to look at the regular labs first, of course. But then they can do things also like saliva testing. They can check for adrenal dysfunction. The adrenals are the body's stress glands, and if they're not working right, I mean, nothing's going to work right, right, for the most part. I mean, you'll be your body will be in a weakened state where it's not going to work that great. But I would also, overall, even things like stool samples, things that nobody would really think to check, I would get all that done so they can take a look and get a good comprehensive approach to where you really are. Because just as, I mean, that's a lot of different things and variables, and usually once you do all those tests, it's like connecting the dots. And a great clinician can get in there and go, okay, well, this is affecting this, and they really understand the physiology, they'll get all that. They can tie it together and put it together, and it can make a difference. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website. And we're here for you each and every day. Kelly in Arkansas, I'm obese, she says, type 2 diabetic, and have recurring kidney stones. So what can I do? All right, so for the kidney stones, a couple things. If you have them over and over and over again, right, it's a little bit of a key, something might be going on, right? So there's an acid called oxalic acid. And the oxalic acid is found in dark leafy greens, especially like spinach. And if you have a hard time breaking down oxalic acid, if you eat a lot of spinach, a lot of dark greens, then your body's going to struggle to break that down. That's how a lot of the kidney stones can form. They calcify. So if you have low vitamin D, high calcium, and eat a lot of oxalate-based foods, you can make those stones. Okay? So you might want to check into your diet just a little bit. We'll be right back.
Hi, it's Asa here. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? I have a special gift for all my listeners. I'm giving away a free copy of my international best-selling book to help you truly live your potential. All you have to do is cover the shipping and handling, and I will give you the book absolutely free. I want to invest in you and your health this year. So get your free copy of my book by visiting myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com, and let's get healthy together this year.
Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today, ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
On-call radio and watch on-call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
You haven't found a lifestyle provider, someone in your area that believes same way we do, all this nutrition and lifestyle-based care that we talk about, you can easily find someone to take you. We've got a team member that can easily help. Just give us a call, 888-283-7272. So lowering blood pressure is a big deal. It's one of those topics that affects many, many Americans and those around the world. But there's a really cool alternative type treatment that might even be in your local gym that can help outside of the exercise equipment and the cardio equipment. But there's a great system called a sauna. And you probably walk right by it, see it, and don't really get into it that much. But studies showing more than 1,600 middle-aged men in Finland said researchers found that those who took sauna baths 4 to 7 times a week cut their risk of high blood pressure in half compared to once-a-week sauna bathers. So sauna bathing may decrease systemic blood pressure through different biological mechanisms. And a professor at the University of Eastern Finland said in the sauna, your body temperature rises, widening the blood vessels. And over time, this appears to improve the function of the inner inside layer of the blood vessels. The researchers explained sauna baths also remove fluid from the body through sweating, and it relaxes the body and mind, researchers added. So the research team used the data from follow-up on the men over age 22 during that time and found that it was about a 46% drop, so almost half overall. So think about that. Think about adding in sauna. I really like the red light saunas. They're great. Think about adding that in on a regular basis and what that can do for your overall health. It's pretty amazing. So easy to do and really doesn't cost anything. A lot of times it's at a local gym. Many gyms have them now. Hotels have them. So when you're checked into a hotel, you should ask if they have a sauna. So very, very popular. 888-283-7272. Let's get on the phones and go to Abe. Hello, Abe.
I have high eye pressure. No other health ailments, blood pressures or glucose or anything, but I have high eye pressure, but yet 20/20 vision. And the only way I know to keep that pressure in a safer range is eye drops, and I want to get off them. I take one drop in my left eye, which has 20/20 vision. I don't know of anybody on the planet that knows of a way to get off those drops, but I'm willing to listen.
Well, there's a couple things. I mean, the miracles of medicine are really happening right now. I'm amazed at what I'm seeing now in some of the research. But outside of keeping inflammation down through your daily lifestyle habits, which it sounds like you're in that path, which is good. And one of the things is making sure you're doing an anti-inflammatory-based diet. Believe it or not, I think that's the core for many of the things that go on. I mean, eating equal amounts of lean protein sources like chicken, fish, beef, or eggs, low glycemic carbohydrates in the form of fruits and vegetables, and then healthy fats, your almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados, all of that is vital for your body to have everything that it needs. And then once you have that foundation set, and once that's working well, then you can build another game plan. And I would look into this, okay, for that type of issue. You want to get a consultation with someone that's doing stem cell therapy. At least go look into it. Stem cell therapy is for repair and regeneration, even within the eyes. Okay, they're doing it now with macular degeneration, glaucoma. It's amazing the results that they're getting. Okay, and there's different types of stem cells. Okay, there's mesenchymal stem cells, which are the ones that they're typically using. You get those from the bone marrow, from the fat tissue, from amniotic fluid, from the cord of a mother. So those are multiple areas where they get the mesenchymal stem cells. And there's the embryonic stem cells, which, of course, have been said to not be used in the U.S. for a variety of reasons. So the mesenchymal stem cells are the ones that they're using therapeutically now in clinic settings, and it's regenerating, repairing, regenerating cartilage, muscle tissue, connective tissue. It's amazing at what stem cell therapy is doing now. So I would definitely get a consultation. Talk to someone that is skilled in this area that is doing stem cell therapy and really look into that as a viable option to get you in a better position. Because you don't need to be stuck where you are. You really want to get to a place where you can do well. And the stem cell therapy is a great way to do that. So I would check in. If you need help, just give us a call. Our team members can help you find somebody in a particular area. Okay, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website. We're here for you each and every day to take you from where you are to where you need to be. Lifestyle is the medicine. So the choices we make every single day, they matter. They really do. You don't have to be stuck where you are. We want to see you do well, that's for sure. Our lifestyle providers can help, so make sure to give us a call. Chandra in North Carolina says, I have a wound that's not healing in my left foot, middle toe. The scab grows from about the size end of a cigarette to the size of a quarter. It kind of goes back and forth. I went to see the doctor. He said to soak it in Epsom salts, but it's still not healing. I went to a vascular surgeon, more tests done, and they said that circulation's the issue. I'm 73 and had a stroke when I was 56 on my left side. Don't smoke. What can I do? All right, so if it is a circulation issue, variety of things you can look at. For circulation, there is, and especially when vessels are involved at any level, there's a root, and it's actually a leaf off of a root called rutin, R-U-T-I-N. Many studies have been done on this. Harvard has done some massive studies on it to find that it's invaluable in wound healing. Comfrey is another natural ingredient that you can use, and they make it in supplement form, paste, liquids, but comfrey is really great for wound healing in that regard as well. But you definitely need to have a good set of physicians or providers that are helping you walk through that. Puts another hour in the charts. I want to thank our producer, John Garrison, our engineer, and the rest of the team. Go tell one person something you learned on the show. Together, we can transform the health of our friends, our families, in our communities. You're listening to the show. It helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease.
To experience more of ASA-RX audio, visit us at asarx.com.
Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.